Arabia as part of Donald Trump's first overseas visit as president. The two countries announced an agreement worth $150 billion, with options running as high as $470 billion over 10 years. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the deal is aimed at countering the negative influence of Iran.
One of the real hallmarks of today is the economic cooperation. And, you know, if you have strong economic engagement between two countries, that really is foundational to a strong security relationship as well.
A 42-year-old man's been injured after confronting a gang of up to eight men at his home in Melbourne's West. The gang tried to break down the front door of a home on Sassafras Way in Rockbank in the early hours of this morning. When that didn't work, they went around the back and smashed a window. Police say the men were perceived to be of African appearance. Sergeant Dale Murley says the victim suffered a blow to the head after challenging the men.
Victims confronted the males inside the house, which is led onto the street. The victim's been assaulted with some wood on the back of the head, and then the males have left in our vehicle.
Staying in Melbourne, and an elderly man has suffered burns to his face after a fire ripped through his home. Five trucks and 30 firefighters were called in to battle the blaze at a house in Hampton East last night, with an aerial unit also attacking the flames from above. The man, who's aged in his 80s, managed to escape the residence and was taken to hospital in a stable condition. The Tasmanian branch of the Australian Medical Association says it has no confidence in the way the state's health system has been managed. Tasmania's health service was established in 2015 to provide a cohesive statewide system. But the AMA says past organisational structures have been dismantled without appropriate replacements. AMA President Stuart Day says the state health service has deteriorated over the past 12 months.
It means that if you have a busy day and your hospital is full, there is no process to manage that demand on that day.
A number of West Australian schools are banning fidget spinners and cubes in classrooms because it's distracting students and teachers. The so-called educational aids are designed to relieve stress and help children with learning difficulties to concentrate. But psychologists at Edith Cowan University say the so-called mindless gadgets actually require some thought, which is diverting students' attention from their lessons. Heavy fog has caused major delays at Brisbane Airport this morning. At least nine flights were delayed and one diverted due to the low visibility. Most of the southeast experienced the thick and low fog, which was seen as far inland as Roma, as far north as Kingaroy, and also in Lismore, just on the other side of the border. And thousands of fans of medieval history from around the world are in Western Sydney. The medieval fair at Blacktown sees the village come to life with lords and ladies, knights in full armour, jesters, scary hunchbacks, and a jousting competition. This is Air News. Holden star Jamie Wincup is confident his team can find the extra speed to overhaul the supercar's dominance of DJR Team Penske. The six-time series champion is just 13 points off the overall lead after yesterday's race at Winton, but admits his car needs to be quicker to challenge for another supercar's title. Scott McLaughlin's third straight victory yesterday put him into second on the leaderboard, 10 points behind teammate Fabian Coulthard. Dylan Walker added his name to the ever-growing list of New South Wales State of Origin contenders after outgunning Jared Hayne in Manly's 30-10 win over the Gold Coast yesterday. Manly coach Trent Barrett says Walker showed the toughness that's required at representative level, overcoming a bad cork in the leg to show up Titans centre Hayne in their Origin audition. And for the second week running, Richmond has snatched defeat from the jaws of victory in a nail-biter. Greater Western Sydney booted the final six goals of yesterday's contest at Spotless Stadium. The Giants led for just 1 minute of the match, but were ahead when it mattered most, winning by 3 points. It was the Tigers' third straight loss by less than a goal and followed a defeat perhaps even more demoralising, which came when Fremantle's David Mundy kicked an after-the-siren goal. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Moscato. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
25% of everything ends today at Freedom, but only for my Freedom members. Hurry, join now and save 25% on everything at Freedom. Ends today. Joining fee applies. If you're off to the airport, give yourself extra time. We've got delays on approach to the international terminal. It's still crawling on Mar Street and Airport Drive. The half marathon continues to affect roads between the CBD and Pyrmont. They're starting to reopen now and will continue to do so until 10:30 this morning. If you're off to the beach, we've got a good run north and south, and most of the majors are moving well right now, including the M7 through Eastern Creek. Amber's 20% off everything sale ends today. That's a massive 20% off all your indoor and outdoor tiles, pavers and stone. Hurry into your local Amber store. Amber has the answer. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Get down to Richmond Greyhounds this Friday night for the final of the Globe Memorial Richmond Riches Series. There's plenty for everyone on the night, including live music, Jack Russell races, a $1,000 member giveaway, and of course some terrific Greyhound racing on an action-packed 10-race card. Racing kicks off at 7:15 with tickets $7 for adults and children free. So grab the family or your mates and head to Richmond Greyhounds this Friday night for the Globe Memorial Richmond Riches.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half-time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
May is 5% extra discount month at astybeta.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. This May, use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at astybeta.com.au.
The Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 18 to 21 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. Don't miss out on your last 2017 pin hooking opportunity by selecting from over 450 weanlings by proven, as well as up and coming and exciting first season sires. Also featuring over 400 broodmares, yearlings and racehorses. For catalogues and information, visit inglis.com.au. That's inglis.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather, partly cloudy, areas of morning fog. There's only a slight chance of a shower along the coastal fringe early this morning. Near zero chance of any rain elsewhere. Partly cloudy day, heading for a top temperature of 22 in Sydney. That's a lovely day. What about at Ngawi, Jim? And up at Newcastle, where Craig Johnson's from.
Well spotted, Raymond. Ngawi, 14 degrees presently. It will get to 21 degrees. So, as you say, beautiful day. Newcastle, morning fog, possible shower, and a maximum of 22 degrees in Newcastle.
And good morning, Sis.
What a way to finish off. Here he goes. He winds up, Buddy. Eight or not? Yes! Eight is great for Buddy Franklin. The siren sounds on the Swans' first win. They've had to wait 7 weeks longer than they thought.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Final hour of the program, we're very excited about it. Craig Johnson is our special guest, of course. All that in the lead up to the Liverpool FC. Liverpool FC are playing this weekend.
This Wednesday?
No, they're playing this weekend in the English Premier League.
Yeah,
flying down and playing on Wednesday at ANZ Stadium. Kick-off 7:45, the gates open at 6 p.m. There are still seats available. So if you want to go to this game, tickettech.com.au.
You heading out?
No, I haven't.
We should head out.
Well, you're a Liverpool fan. Yeah. I can't believe you're not diving into tickettech.com.au to get tickets. You're waiting for...
No.
Of course, I know you and Tanya are sporting royalty when it comes to getting tickets around town. No, is there... if we could, and Arthur Stanley, I've got to say, at ANZ Stadium has been superb in helping us line up Craig Johnson, and
great
we do appreciate
Arthur.
It. So I just wondered, Arthur, have you had any requests put in as yet from Raymond? And about specific, where would you like to sit, Ray, on the halfway line? And would you like your meal before or after the game?
You're a hard man.
So no, I'm not a hard man, mate.
What you don't want to come.
That's exactly the way you do it, isn't it, mate?
Well, I actually said, do you want to go?
What, you got a ticket for me?
No.
Oh, if you have. Oh, absolutely, Ray. That'd be great.
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. Well, Craig Johnson is our legend of the game coming up very shortly. Trent Lanscow from tab.com.au. How are Hawthorn travelling?
Right, pretty ordinary.
Will we get an update from Trent on that?
Yeah, very ordinary.
We'll get a sports update from Tanya, though. We'll get Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest in the world of rugby league. And we'll chat to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars too. So it's a full hour, but it's very exciting who our next guest is, because he is, many ways, well, he's inspired our talk topic today.
Correct.
He was a pioneer for Australians going over to the English Premier League. It's an incredible story the way he did it. The level of success he had as an individual and as a team was just incredible at the famous Liverpool. In many ways, made them famous. In this part of the world.
In this part of the world, yeah.
Yeah, in this part of the world.
Glad you said that.
Settle down, Raymond.
But he certainly helped inspire a lot of Australian people to follow Liverpool.
That's right. Mm. That's right. And you'll see evidence of that on Wednesday night. Our legend of the game is Craig Johnston, and he joins us on the line now. G'day, Craig.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah,
we're really well. We're very grateful for you to give up your time on what is a very busy schedule in the lead-up to this game, so we do appreciate it. What we wanted to do was speak specifically about a great moment in time in your career, in many ways, for Liverpool FC in the 1986 FA Cup final. It's the Merseyside derby against mm-hmm. your great rivals Everton. And I guess, Craig, a lot of people forget that at that time it was clear that Liverpool and Everton were the two best sides, definitely in England and maybe even in Europe.
And probably in the world.
Therefore, the world, yeah.
And it's not a big town. it's not a big town, so there was a lot of love and a lot of the opposite, a lot of tension in the town. So, kind of weird. And Everton were a fabulous, fabulous team, you know, and they were also hard men and tough men.
Yep.
So, you know, just living in the town where there's two, you know, famous soccer teams was really, really, it was really, emotional. You couldn't go out with someone that either, you know, loved you, everything you did, or someone that kind of hated you. And the Scousers, if you don't know, are very vociferous. You know, they don't hold back from telling you what they think.
Yeah.
Is that part of what makes English football so compelling? It's just that rivalry, that intense fan support, and indeed the intense fan bitterness against rival clubs. Craig, is that what makes English football so compelling?
Well somebody wrote a book about it. Social anthropologist, psychologist chap wrote a book about the tribalism in English football, and it virtually is tribal. And you know, the Scousers are the native Liverpoolians, for example. And as we said, there's two teams, Everton and Liverpool. But 20 minutes up the road, you got a place called Manchester and Lancashire.
Yeah.
Completely different accent, completely different way of looking at life and the world, completely different team called Manchester United, and two other teams, Manchester City. And it's tribal in nature, you know, the history, and the shouting when you think about it is the crowds. It's tribal chants that go back a long, long way and wind people up and give them their identity. You know, we've all got a song that defines us, and You'll Never Walk Alone is Liverpool's version of their tribal, you know, chant.
Yeah. Just incredible, that side that took the field for Liverpool in that cup final. Kenny Dalglish. Now, in researching this, Craig, he was the player manager at the time. So he was actually leaving himself out of some games and preferring Ian Rush and someone else up front. It might have been yourself even. But decided to play himself in this game, and things weren't going well for him at all in that first half.
Kenny's quite a shrewd guy, and he would play himself when he thought we needed it, the team, and he would he'd not play himself play someone else when he thought the team needed it, and we talk about tribal. Well, Kenny was a warrior in our tribe. And he always made the right decisions. Usually, still a legend today, Kenny. We were talking about him last night, because because there's a couple of the old legends are in town, so we had a beer last night and talked about the good old days and why we were so successful. Mm. And, you know, funnily enough, the Scottish backbone of the team kept coming up, you know, and I don't know whether you've ever watched Braveheart or anything to do with the Scots and how they were warring clans. So, you know, you brought it up, you know. So we got three Scotsmen down the spine of the team, Doug Lees, Juness and Hansen, like three tough men, warriors, you know. So they were the backbone of our team and our tribe, if you like.
Great team that season too, Craig. You've won the double in 85-86, and that FA Cup, as Jimmy's been talking about, was it just boyhood dream stuff come true? You win 3-1, you're at Wembley, Craig Johnson scores, all of Australia is watching it. It just must have been a magical moment in your career and your life.
Mate, it was. It was literally that. And you know, I've had a little bit of time to, you know, reflect on it over the last 4 or 5 days because I've been in Sydney. Yeah.
Ask the question a million times probably about that goal.
Yeah. And you have to go back to the simple answer. Yes, it was a dream come true because that was the dream in the first place to go to England. You know, to be a professional player, to play in a serious game. You know, like a cup final, to score a winning goal. And then to come back home and celebrate it with your mum and dad, you know, as an Australian, and be proud to say, hey, that's a dream that came true, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and in other dreams coming true, they have made a two-ies ad about you as well. So that,
you've made it now, Craig. Yeah.
Well, there you go, mate. Once you've got a two-ies ad like Mark Richards, that's all I care about.
That's right.
A couple of Novocastrians there. Very good. Just on that, you made mention of going home to mum and dad and celebrating that because, and you talked about it being a dream, but it was actually a reality for your mum and dad. They sold their house so that you could pursue this dream. It's just an incredible story. I guess we talked to Anna Mears earlier. You just feel indebted to those people who sacrificed so much so that you could pursue those dreams.
Of course, and you still do. You still do because it was a big sacrifice. And, you know, the world wasn't so sophisticated back then, you know. No iPhones, no apps, no... You know, there was black and white, and things were simple. And life's not simple anymore; it's very complicated. You know, to give up your house because you believe in your son. You know,
that sense of family too. I think, Craig, I think it came out in you because you were only 27 and you walked away from your career probably at its peak to come home and be with your sister who was quite ill and. Thinking back on that now, that's obviously a tremendous sacrifice that you made, but do you sometimes wonder what might have been with your professional career, what turn it may have taken if this event had not occurred to your sister?
Yeah, it was very, very unfortunate, and Faye's still not recovered. She's still alive, and Mum still, you know, looks after her, poor old Mum, up in Newcastle, and I'm going up to see them after the game. But who knows what's going to happen in life, and you just got to deal with it. And it was really sad. And I retired at 27 because of that. And you know, the only regret I have, you can't have regrets, is that Faye never got better and never really came out of the coma, if you like. You know, it is what it is. You can't have regrets, and as I said, that was the only one, you know.
Well said, Craig.
Do you recognise that you have this reason for Liverpool being so popular in this part of the world, Craig? Do you hear that a lot when you get out?
I hear it a lot. I hear it every day. But it's kind of silly when you then say, well, you know, there's a lot of Liverpool supporters because I played for them, you know, but it's definitely one of the reasons. So when you say it, you say, well, that is because back then there were no foreigners in English football.
No.
And I was actually one of the, you know, it's almost all foreigners these days, hardly any English people in the Premier League football. But in my day, that, you know, I was, you know, one of the first foreigners. So it was a really weird thing. You know, you're used to Irish and Scottish and Welsh playing soccer in English.
Yes.
Professionally, but there was never an Australian or, you know, someone yeah. from the other side of the world. So, you know, so the fact that back here in Australia, you hardly ever saw a game either, but people
no.
read the paper and they knew someone was playing for this really good club, and it was like something very, very odd and strange. So people bought into the story, and, you know, for a long time, I was there for 5 or 6 years, and nobody actually knew I was there, and not that it mattered that I was there. But then George Negus did a story on 60 Minutes.
Right.
About this bloke, you know, that went over there when he was 15, you know, and it was snowing when George filmed it, you know, and then that went to air, and then all of a sudden, people said, "Hey,
wow.
you know, we got this bloke playing soccer, and he's one of us,"
yeah.
and you know, that was it. Then people actually knew the story; they bought into the story, they bought into Liverpool, and that's why. You know, there's so many people these days because they're bought into the story, and that's why they grew close to the club. But that's also why the club are back again. They've been here. This is their fourth time in 4 years.
Yeah.
Because they actually feel the love, and Australia's also a very sophisticated soccer audience because they've been watching it for a long, long time.
Well,
and again, as I keep saying, there's a cultural connection also between the Scousers and Australians, and I think it's the Irish in us,
yes.
Both, very much so, and you know the ironic sense of humour that we both have, and the as I say, the Irishness, the mistrust of authority, you know, so
yes.
there's a
yes.
real closeness with their story and ours.
Mm, you know, what can we expect on Wednesday night? Because Sydney FC, as you know, Craig, have just had the most extraordinary A-League season. Liverpool have had a terrific season again. They play this weekend before flying down, but what can we expect in this, what's going to be a great clash at the ANZ Stadium on Wednesday night?
Well, yeah. And the funny thing is that the Sydney FC players, you know, it's also all about them because this is their FA Cup final. It's like, you know, they had their wonderful story and how they played this year. Wonderful. It's like what Leicester did the year before.
Yeah.
So now this is the FA Cup final. They've won the league. Now this is the cup, and it's going to be a real, I think, a real battle because you think about it. If you're playing against, you know, one of the best teams in the world, you've already, you know, won your league here.
Mm.
You know, you want to say, hey, could I have made it in the English, you know, league?
Yeah.
Well, here's now your chance to actually try, and clearly. You know, when Liverpool come, they'll know they're in the middle of a match. And because they're so finely tuned, because the last game of the season, you know, was only the day before,
yeah.
mate, it'll be a ding-dong battle.
Mm.
You know, and a couple of years ago, I saw Sydney FC play Chelsea. Chelsea had just won the league, you know, a couple of days before. And it was a real, you know, a real combative fixture. And we're expecting the same on Wednesday.
Yeah. Craig, there's a great quote from you saying, playing football for Australia was like surfing for England. you mentioned that when you were back and you made yourself available for England. Do you have any regrets around that? And knowing what the Socceroos have done, I know it was many years after your playing career, but what they've done now on an international stage.
Yeah, well, mate, if you know me, I'm the most, patriotic and loyal Australian subject you'll ever get. I'm so incredibly proud of my country and who we are,
yes.
and what we stand for, and I've always represented Australia, and I keep saying I played for Australia every time I pulled a Liverpool shirt on or every time I played soccer. I represented my country, you know, proudly. I didn't play for them because I couldn't play for them for a bunch of reasons. That quote was taken out of context,
right.
You know, had it been rugby at the time, or surfing, or swimming, or anything, where I could get out of where I was, come back home, do it and then get back in the first team, well, I'd have done it. But I actually couldn't do it. So I regret the circumstances didn't allow me to represent Australia. But believe me, even I'm coaching kids this afternoon, and I'm representing Newcastle, where I came from. I'm representing my country, you know, as a soccer player that played for Liverpool and overseas, and I always would, always will. And, you know, I've always given back to the grassroots here. I don't do it with a big fanfare, but I'm always there doing it, and always trying to help where I can in the game I love, right, in the places I love. And clearly, you know, Liverpool have never been to Sydney before, so this is a big deal for me as well, because the two cities I've lived in and worked in and love, and they're coming together. So, you know, you know, I wish things had changed and been different. But, again, you just got to get on with it.
Yeah, well said, Craig. Hey, Craig, it's been our treat for you to join us. We do appreciate it. Enjoy this game on Wednesday. Actually, enjoy all the lead-up to it too, because you mentioned the training coaching clinics that you're doing, which is fantastic for the people to be involved in that.
And
the many media commitments you've done. But we've really appreciated it. I'm sure our audience has a little bit of time with you this morning, Craig.
Thanks, guys. Again, it's a big deal, and it's great having them here as well, you know. You know, it's such a great town. You know, the other day we had a big press conference, and you know, and it was up high, and I think the Intercontinental in Sydney, and we were looking out over the harbour. And it's the best city in the world. And it wasn't said, but I'm saying it now, and I know, and you know, I know it is, because you go anywhere in the world, and you say, well, what's better? And you know, the answer is there is nowhere better. In New York. No. Los Angeles, no. Beijing, no. London, we give it a shake for certain reasons, you know, and I love London, but come on, look at the harbour. You know, look at what you can do, look at all the way to Manly and you know, and or Bondi. No, you know, it's the best city in the world, so you know, we're really lucky, and you know, the it's about time we took Melbourne on as the best sporting capital in Australia as well.
We're going okay with that one.
Making up
that's
the what I mean.
Good on you, Craig. We're more than excited to be hosting Liverpool on Wednesday.
Can't wait for this.
Thanks for your time this morning, Craig.
Beauty. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Craig Johnson, Liverpool legend, Australian legend. By the way, Liverpool playing Middlesbrough in their last game of the year. His other club that
his
Craig Johnson's played
club,
for. So that game at ANZ Stadium, it's this Wednesday. Gates open at 6 p.m. Kickoff 7:45. There are still tickets available. Get them at ticketek.com.au. And what about this? What's coming up at ANZ Stadium? You've got this game, and they think there'll probably be about 75,000 to 80,000 there on Wednesday night.
And just a quick one, all tickets include public transport to Olympic Park.
Oh,
that's
good
important,
point,
Roman. So.
Yeah. You've got the State of Origin game on 21st of June. Then you've got 13th of July, Arsenal FC versus Sydney FC.
Huge.
And that's then followed by the Arsenal versus Western Sydney Wanderers game as well.
2 days later, back-to-back blockbusters there, Jim.
And then in August, you've got the opening Bledisloe Cup test. So all that at ANZ Stadium coming up in the next couple of months here. In the best city in the world, as said by Craig Johnson. Time now to speak to Trent Lanscale, who I believe is ensconced down in Melbourne, which is the, I think it might finish in the top 10 cities in the world. Morning, Trent.
We're going all right here, fellas. Thank you very much. There's always Sydney-Melbourne rivalry. That's the way it is.
Yeah, and just to give me an update, Hawthorn.
You had to bring it up first, Trent.
How did they? Of course, Collingwood can't beat time with a stick, and Nathan Buckley's about to be sacked, isn't he? But how did Hawthorn go on the weekend?
Well, he was about to be sacked in the second quarter last night, and then they found reservoirs of desire, and yes, they beat Hawthorn.
Reservoirs of desire.
Good line. Yeah. Any copyright there, Trent?
Yeah. No, I was pretty flat, I'll be honest, in the last quarter, fellas, so that's just the way it goes. So, no, not going too flash at the moment. Just before the sport, fellas, you had that caller on just before 9 o'clock about the double.
Yep.
Yes, if you have a same horse double, there is a cup for the second leg, and it'd be like the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup double, if you're backing a horse to win the Caulfield Cup. you obviously think they're going to be then winning the Melbourne Cup. So that's the only reason why if it's the same horse double. So if they back Splurge to win the BRC sprint yesterday, then we would have, well, if he had a one, then we would have changed the price for the Stradbroke handicap. So it's just when there's the same horse in that type of double, which the prominent one is the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup. There's always that example.
That was Barry, our caller earlier. So good on you.
Barry, yeah.
Thanks for that, Trent. Righto, let's get to the footy. Three games to round out Beanie for Brain Cancer Round, round 11 of the National Rugby League.
There's in the first of these, 2 o'clock this afternoon at McDonald at Jones Home Stadium, where Newcastle looking to cause back-to-back upsets. They're $3.70, Penrith $1.28. The line is 10.5. Just the favourite options in margin betting, you've got the Panthers 13+, $2.10, and 1-12, $3.10. Peter Hiku and Dallin Watene Zalesniak, they're the $8 equal favourites to score the first try. 4 o'clock at ANZ Stadium, Canterbury $3, the Sydney Roosters $1.40. The line there is 6.5. You've got the Roosters 13+, $2.65, and 1-12, $2.85. Daniel Tupou, the $8 favourite to cross the line first, and then Blake Ferguson and Latrell Mitchell, they're both at 9. And then 6:30 this evening at NIB Stadium in Perth, South $3.15, Melbourne $1.36, the line 8.5, the Storm by 13+ at $2.45, and you've got 1-12 at $2.85, and for the first try scorer, Suliasi Vunivalu, the $6 favourite with Josh Adokar at 7 and Billy Slater's an $8 chance.
And three games to complete round 9 of the AFL too, Trent.
And it keeps on being topsy-turvy here, Ray. The 1:10 match at Etihad Stadium, Essendon $2.40, West Coast $1.58, the line is 10.5, and you've got the Eagles under 39.5 at $2.30, the favourite option. At 3:20 at the MCG, Melbourne $1.58, North Melbourne $2.40, the line there is 10.5, and the Demons by under 39.5, $2.25. And then 4:40 at Domain Stadium, don't know how long you'll be watching this one for, Ray, but Carlton, your boys, they're $3.50, Fremantle, they've really recovered, they're $1.30 at home, the line's 19.5, and you've got the Dockers by under 39.5 at $1.85, the favourite option in the margin betting. And just with the EPL, fellas, well, we know Chelsea's won the title, Tottenham's going to finish second, and we've got Hull City, Middlesbrough and Sunderland being relegated, so it's that battle for the UEFA Champions League spots. So you've got Man City, they're third on 75 points, and they are $1.22 favourites away to Watford. Liverpool are fourth on 73 points, and they're $1.11 at home to Middlesbrough. And Arsenal are fifth on 72 points, and they're $1.35 at home to Everton. So it's just going to be interesting to see what happens there with those three sides, Manchester City, Liverpool and Arsenal. And Manchester United, Jimmy, they can't make it in this juncture, but if they win the Europa League final on Thursday morning, they'll make it just by that. They'll make it in the Champions League next season. So Man United just preparing everything for the Europa League final during the week. So there's plenty on, fellas, and you can check out all the markets, whether it be sport or any of the racing codes, at tab.com.au.
Hawthorn, any chance of qualifying for the Champions League?
Jeez, I hope they beat the Swans on Friday night so I can give you a bit of cheek.
the way the Swans will go, they'll pump them.
Yeah, they probably will, actually.
Yeah, all right. Good on you. Trent, we'll speak again next week. Appreciate that. Trent Lanscale there from tab.com.au. We're going to take a break, and then after the break, we'll get a sports update with Tanya and Dean Bulldog Richie.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with App Connect and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Plus, for a limited time, it comes with free 8-speed auto. Offer ends June 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au. Breed your mare to proven Group 1 producer Dewporth, sire of Australian Guineas winner Hey Doc, and recent Sydney winners Heavenly Anna and Slow Burn. Dewporth's yearlings averaged $78,000 in 2017. All-inclusive breeding packages in Dewporth, including adjustment, vet and GST, for $10,000. Contact Angus Lamont at Coringal on 0429 842 875.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, let's take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
Yeah, we do that with Dean Bulldog Richie, giving us all the latest in the game. And there's, well, there's Origin teams to be announced tomorrow. They'll be called today, the players. Spots up for grabs, but also some injury concerns for Queensland too. If there's one position that they don't have depth in, it is in the middle forwards. So it'll be interesting to see who they go with. Dean Bulldog Richie might have more on that. G'day, Dino.
Good morning, men.
Miles injury last night. Looking at it, the presumption is he won't be right in 10 days' time. Any understanding about who Queensland might be dragging into their middle forward positions?
Well, Jimmy, they've already lost Parker and Matt Scott from last year, so their depth is down a little bit. But I am hearing that Nate Miles may well be okay. I made a couple of calls this morning. He's having scans today, but I spoke to some members of the Manly medical staff, and they seem to think at this point in time, it's nothing like an ACL or anything overly serious. It was a collision of knees with Ryan James. But they seem to think at this point he'll be okay and he will be named tomorrow. So, look, the scans obviously tomorrow will reveal the full extent. But at this point in time, they're fairly confident he'll be okay.
That's good news. Hey, Dino, the New South Wales side, what's your take on it? I can run four names past you. Are they in or out? Tedesco, Hayne, Pierce, they're the three I'm mostly worried about, and Robbie Farah.
Yeah, certainly the first three will all be there. Ray Tedesco will be fullback.
Yes.
I think you'll find Jared Hayne will be there in the centres, and Mitchell Pierce will be the halfback. Look, there's a couple of games this afternoon to get through. Laurie's always notorious for waiting until the last minute to name his side. He's obviously been in constant consultation with Peter Sterling over the last few weeks, and they've been bouncing a lot of names off each other. The hooking spot is a contentious one. He's always got a lot of time for Robbie Farah, does Laurie Daly, and Farah's been a very loyal player. Nathan Peet and Peter Wallace, certainly that is the most contentious spot. As of the other day, they still hadn't decided. You know, one was suggesting this and the other was suggesting that. They're sort of going back and forth a little bit. It will be whether they decide to go in a new direction or whether they want to stick with Robbie Farah. So that's the key. That Farah plays this afternoon over there in Perth, but that is the main spot which is up for grabs. There also is a wing spot now that Tom Trbojevic is unavailable. I think he'll go with a specialist winger. It'll probably be Brett Morris, perhaps Anthony Tupou, or if he doesn't go with a specialist winger, he may even look at someone like Jack Whiten.
Yeah, Brett Morris would be the one for me, and that would be Blake Ferguson on the right. We presume Josh Dugan will be right. Captain Cordner?
I think it will be. I spoke to Laurie about the captaincy a few weeks ago, and he really does love Aaron Woods, Jimmy. He thinks he's got a personality that the players will gravitate to and really lead and hope that the team would follow him. The fact that Woodsy's been out for a while by now, I think it's obviously tipped in favour of Boyd Cordner. He's a good citizen, Boyd Cordner. He'll be a great leader, and I think you'll find that the team has announced that Boyd Cordner will be the next New South Wales captain to take over from Paul Gallen.
Origin time is exciting, isn't it, boys? Can't wait. Hey, Dino, what's happened with Ben Barber? What's the latest there?
Yeah, the latest is, Ray, we all know that he's been cut by Toulon. I said on the show last week, I think you'll find he'll stay in the Super League. I'm hearing that now St Helens and Warrington are the two leading contenders to sign Ben Barber. Of course, though, the sticking point will be he'd still have to serve that 12-match suspension imposed for the drug ban by the NRL, so that would obviously be an issue. But I think you'll find he'll stay in England. He'll probably go to one of those two clubs, and that deal will be announced in the next few days. I just mentioned Nate Miles, guys. There's still some conflicting reports around whether he will end up in Melbourne. There were suggestions there may be a mid-season switch. His manager is saying it won't happen. He'll be at Manly this year and next year. But still, the mail is around. There's a bit of speculation that it could happen after this season. Maybe Miles down to Melbourne. And, of course, down there he would join Sam Cassiano. I'm hearing that the big Bulldogs prop is on the move and will end up under Craig Bellamy next year.
Can only imagine what he would do. There's not many that go to Craig Bellamy and don't improve. And if Sam Cassiano goes there and improves his approach to the game, he could be anything.
How does he do it, Jimmy? How does Craig Bellamy just keep reinventing himself year after year? He's an extraordinary coach.
You know, I don't think he does reinvent himself. What he's very lucky in that he's got three players there that are senior players that are widely respected by anyone who will come into that. And not only that, those three guys are his hardest trainers. They
set the example.
They set the example for everyone. And if you don't toe their example, then you're letting them down. So Bellamy's
got an extraordinary capacity to get a fringe first grader and improve that football, though.
And there is no greater compliment for a coach to say that he improves players under him. That's the greatest compliment. And he gives them a job to do, they execute it, and then his teams have success. So Sam Cassiano under Craig Bellamy could be anything.
A weapon, yeah.
There's a great NFL coach, Bill Belichick, coaches the New England Patriots guys, and he always talks about the system. It's not the players, it's not the roster, it's not the individual, it's the system. Even the great Tom Brady said last week, you know, I'm not the greatest of all time, I'm a product of the system. And Bellamy has that same theory down in Melbourne, that same ethos. He says, you know, the system will win over all time. We present the right system, you'll have the success.
Well, I think Cooper Cronk came out and said, you know, if it wasn't for Craig, I'd have played 150 games.
Exactly.
You know, the humility is there as well. Hey, just on that Josh Dugan one, congratulations to him, 4-year deal. Apparently, it's $750 a year at the Sharks. It's an interesting amount of money to pay for a guy who we presume is going to play fullback. And what does that mean for Valentine Holmes?
Well, it's a bit of a strange one, Jimmy. We touched on it last week. It would mean either one of two things. Either Val Holmes goes back to the wing, which I wouldn't think he'd like, because he was always being groomed to be the next fullback once Barber did go. Obviously, that was a little bit earlier than we anticipated. Or Dugan plays in the centres.
Yeah. Which he doesn't want to do.
He doesn't want to do.
No.
Look, obviously, they've sorted something out. I don't think Josh Dugan would sign without knowing what position he's going to play. But you'd have to think that he's going to start at fullback next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whether that makes Holmes disgruntled, I mean, he'll be in the Queensland side. You would think Val Holmes is an Australian player now. So
yes.
He'd be starting to think, well, you know, I want to play fullback. So it's an interesting one. Just I mentioned Nate Miles before, guys. Dylan Walker injured his knee in the same game too. They think he'll be okay. He was being touted as the possible reserve for New South Wales. I don't think he'll make it. I think he'll miss out. Laurie Daly will toss up between Matt Moylan for that utility bench spot and or Jack Bird, the bloke we just mentioned. I think you'll find Bird's just got his nose in front.
Fair enough. Hey, three games today, Dino. Any late team changes?
Yeah, Knights Panthers up there at Newcastle. Well, that's a 2 o'clock game. Nathan Ross, a bit of a strange one during the week, went public demanding a pay rise and got dropped by Nathan Brown. So, look, I enjoy the fact that Brownie's in that. Implementing some discipline up there, but I do hate to think that we take away all these players' ability to speak their mind, particularly from we in the media. But look, he's gone. I think you'll find Brendan Elliott will be the one that comes in there.
Yep.
A knee injury has Jalen Feeney in some doubt. Trent Hodkinson on standby if he does pull out. And Anthony Tupou, you'll see he is also withdrawn with a hip injury. Jack Stockwell expected to come in there. The only possible change for the Panthers, Nathan Cleary's got an elbow injury. Tiari Martin is on standby there, but I think you'll find Cleary will play. I'll just duck through those two extra games. Bulldogs, Roosters, ANZ, 4 o'clock. The Dogs should be okay. The Roosters, maybe a reshuffle there. Zane Tedovano will miss out. I think Ryan Madison will come in there. Men South play Melbourne, a late game this afternoon over there in Perth. The Bunnies are all okay. The only change to Melbourne, we think that Big Nelson, a sofa, Lamona, I'll get that right, I think you'll find he'll come in to the 17.
Yeah, okay. All right, interesting one. Dino, very good. We'll speak again next Sunday.
No, just before I go, Jimmy, very quickly, Jeff Toobie, just a funny little story. He's over in England. He's over there coaching the Bradford Bulls, but he still can't get a visa. So Toobie is just sitting around all day just waiting for his visa to come through. They're losing games left, right, and centre, Bradford, but he just can't get a gig. So I feel a bit sorry for Toobie, stuck in the north of England there with no visa. So, look, hopefully he can get that sorted out soon and get back to what he loves doing, and that's coaching.
That's strange. Very strange. Anyway, thanks for the update, Dino. We'll do it next week.
Good man. I'll be in camp, guys, so I'll ring you from Kings Cliff.
Good on you, Dino.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Jimmy, can't wait, Dino.
Work, mate. All work, no play. You know the rules.
Just answer the phone, Dan. That's all, oh, all we're worried about. 9:40,
if you could just be awake.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Well said, Tooves. And what does Tooves think about not being able to get a visa?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought so. thanks, Dean.
See you, Dean.
All right, man. Good on you.
Dean Bulldog Richie there with all the latest in rugby league. Time now for this.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
A rampaging Jordan Rapana scored with six on the clock to give Canberra a 22-16 win over Parramatta in the NRL game last night at ANZ Stadium. The defeat compounded for the Eels with injuries to Michael Jennings and Nathan Brown. Manly too good for the Gold Coast, beating the Titans at Cbus Stadium 30-10. Dally Cherry Evans starred for the Sea Eagles, strengthening his chances as a possible replacement for Jonathan Thurston in the Queensland State of Origin squad. That team to be announced at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Laurie Daly will phone the 17 players that he selected for the Blues tonight, and the official announcement 6:40 tomorrow night. Three games today, Newcastle and Penrith, Canterbury take on the Roosters, South and Melbourne tonight at 6:30, that game in Perth. Social media was unforgiving last night, with Richmond supporters offloading in their disgust of the Tigers giving away a big lead to go down to GWS 78-75 in the AFL game at Spotless. The Giants led for only 59 seconds of the match, but it was the last 59, and that's what counts. They now sit nicely at 7-2 for the season. A similar story at the MCG in front of nearly 55,000, with Hawthorn leading Collingwood by 43 points at one stage. The Magpies came back, kicking 9-1 in the second half to win 90-72. Adelaide smashed Brisbane by 80 points, and in the early game, Sydney gaining in confidence and form, beat St Kilda at Docklands 118-68. The Highlanders demolished the Western Force with a 6-try second half in the 55-6 Super Rugby win in Perth. Meantime, the Brumbies became the first Australian side to win in South Africa this season by defeating the Kings 19-10 in Port Elizabeth. Elsewhere, the Sharks 38, the Sunwolves 17 and the Lions 51 over the Bulls 14. The Waratahs play the Rebels this afternoon at Allianz Stadium at 4:05. A closing kick by Cloud Computing snatched victory from Classic Empire to win the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico this morning by a nose. Always Dreaming, who won the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago, finished eighth after holding the lead for much of the race. The last round of the English Premier League season to be played tonight, with emphasis on both Liverpool and Arsenal, who are playing for Champions League spots. The Gunners take on Everton and the Reds play Middlesbrough. Novak Djokovic is through to the Italian Tennis Open final after losing just one game against Dominic Thiem in the semi in Rome in less than an hour, winning 6-1, 6-love. Djokovic will meet Alexander Zverev in the final. In the women's final, Simona Halep will play Elena Svitolina. Caitlin Thwaites shot at 92% to help Collingwood to a 49-42 win over the West Coast Fever in Super Netball last night, thus securing a spot in the finals. The Swifts went down to top-of-the-table Sunshine Coast Lightning 63-49. And five birdies in a row has helped Jason Day into a tie for third after the third round of the Byron Nelson Golf in Texas. He's at 10-under, two off the lead, which is held by James Hahn at 12-under, and Billy Horschel is next at minus 11. And a great little story in the At the Track column this morning, Ray. A pacer racing at Albion Park Trots last night, Destros, finished fourth in race 9. Not all that enthralling. However, it's amazing, the thing about this horse is that it was its 427th start, which is an Australian record across all racing in Australia. Yeah.
427th
start.
That's value for the owners, isn't
it?
It
is. 14-year-old, he's still going. Well, he won at Albion Park 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. He's had 93 wins in his career. But 427 starts. Wow. Must be tired.
Wins, that's good. And what was that in? 10? The Sunday Punter?
Oh, at the Track.
Who writes that?
Cross promotion.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe you're the schmuck. Yeah, that's right. We're the schmuck. We never on the inside. You're on the outside, aren't you?
Keep it in the family.
That's right. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate that. A break and back with your calls on 1353-53.
Get down to Richmond Greyhounds this Friday night for the final of the Globe Memorial Richmond Riches Series. There's plenty for everyone on the night, including live music, Jack Russell races, a $1,000 member giveaway, and of course some terrific greyhound racing on an action-packed 10-race card. Racing kicks off at 7:15 with tickets $7 for adults and children free. So grab the family or your mates and head to Richmond Greyhounds this Friday night for the Globe Memorial Richmond Riches.
At Bingley, we
We've got a great deal this weekend only. Spend $200 or more and you'll get a Bingley card worth 10% of your purchase.
What if I spend $4,350?
Mum, you get a Bingley card worth $435 and you could use it towards a brand new ultra-high-def TV for me.
I wouldn't do that.
Just an example.
I should make an example of you.
This weekend only, spend more than $200 at Bingley and get a Bingley card on the spot.
Get a great deal off anything with it.
And there's a great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Mueller. Card expires 3 months from date of issue. See bingley.com.au for details.
Kiss and Makeup's getting a great sight. Capitalist under pressure. Kiss and Makeup. Will this be a Todman boil over? Kiss and Makeup. For Gay and Singer leads all the way.
Kiss and Makeup. The third highest rated two-year-old of his generation. And the best value first season sire at $16,500 including GST. With a live foal guarantee and payment terms March 2019. Kiss and Makeup. Standing in New South Wales at Aquas Farms, Emirates Park. Speak to the sales team today or visit aquasfarm.com.
There are a couple in front of Moa who's starting to close in strongly. Mighty Lucky the inside goes well. Then Duke of Valentinois on supply and demand. Fabrizio trying to come back on Royal Tudor, but Duke of Valentinois letting down. God's in him up the fence, but Duke of Valentinois drawn clear in the cup from God's in him. Then Pajaro rattling home, but Duke of Valentinois got them beaten. Duke of Valentinois won the cup.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
All right, let's get to some callers before we say goodbye. Robbo is on the line. Hello, Robbo.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Very well, thanks.
Good to hear. Listen, a couple of things. First, the Bulldog. I was at the lunch with you on Friday, and if you don't know after your interview with Laurie Daly that Wallace is going to be the hooker, you're not doing your job. You know that, Bulldog. We spoke there.
Well, I don't know if Bulldog can hear you, but... So you reckon...
Oh, he's gone back to bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
You reckon it's Peter Wallace, Robbo?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big call. Well, that is a big call.
No, I don't mind that, Jim, because we've tried Farrow, we've tried Pete. You've got to try something different.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Jim, let's just go back to Zorba.
Yes.
Saying that Peter Wallace is too old, too this. Exactly 12 months ago, the same man was on your show giving it to Queensland, oh, they're too old, they're too this, they're too that, all to do with age, and they come out and spank us again. So, I mean, age has got nothing to do with it. It's about ability.
And Peter Wallace has played a good season, Peter Wallace. He's played very well.
Having a terrific season, yeah.
I'm with you, Robbo.
Yeah, I would have gone, it won't happen. You had an earlier caller saying Pierce at hooker and the kid from South at
Reynolds. Who was the halfback? Yeah. What did Laurie Day say about the halfback, Robbo?
It didn't come up in conversation. Yeah. Yeah. He was interviewed for 5 minutes on stage.
Look, Robbo. You rang up about our talk topic. Can you get to that very quickly, please?
I'm going to that now. Two legends or pioneers, Midget Farrelly.
Yes.
He went into manufacturing of surfboards, and Ben Lexon.
Ben Lexon, the wing keel.
Good on you. Yes. The good ones, Robbo. They're well spotted. 1353-53, the open line number. Dave is on the line. Hello, Dave.
Good day, Jimmy.
What do you got for us, Dave?
Here in Parks today.
What's that?
It's nice and sunny out here in Parks.
Parks Cup Day.
Yeah, I'm going out, Ray, and I missed your tip. That was one of my questions for you.
Well, in the Parks Cup, I did like Top Ravine, but it's a tough race. But Best Bets race 3, number 4, Homebird. Could start short, though, Dave. Just watch the betting and get a few scratches. And
I caught up with Razul a couple of weeks ago, Ray.
That's right, Dave. Yeah. How are you?
Good, mate.
That's right.
Now, the other thing, Ray, was what about Extra Zero's win yesterday in Melbourne?
100th race start, unbelievable.
And burst through the back, like there's no tomorrow.
A two-year-old,
Brilliant.
He's faster than Jimmy. As old as Jimmy.
Everyone's faster than me, don't worry, Dave.
Now Jimmy, on to the West Tigers, mate. I mean, do you think Cleary's enjoying that job?
Well, I don't know whether enjoy is the right word, Dave.
Mate, look, I'm an old Western Suburbs man, and I still am, and I'll get over the amalgamation one day.
Yeah.
But it's been a disaster, and you know and I know, Jim, even in your playing days, that if your front office isn't functioning, nothing's functioning.
You're 100% right. You are 100% right, and you are a reflection on the field of what's happening off the field.
And where's Greenberg on all this transfer stuff? The AFL, you don't hear any talk about anyone's, swapping clubs during the season. not until the full-time siren goes on grand final day, and then it's open slather.
A little bit different on that one, Dave, and I take your point on it. A little bit different because there is no direct competitor to the AFL. Like, if you say you're not going to play in the AFL, you can't go anywhere. Whereas if you say that from an NRL point of view, you can go to England, you can go to rugby and all that sort of thing. And, yes, you do hear. Now, with free transfer, you do hear about players where they're going to go in the AFL next year. Good on you, Dave. Appreciate it. What does Dave look like? You saw him at the races the other day.
How do I describe him? 60 plus, yeah, nice gentleman. Yeah.
Fantastic. 1353 53, the open line number. We'll be back with more.
Pressure. It's something that most of us don't like being under. In fact, it often causes confusion and mistakes. As a professional footballer, it's something I've had to get used to. Yet, people think it's okay to put heaps of pressure on kids to perform when they're playing their sport. It might seem harmless enough, but constantly calling out instructions from the sidelines and telling kids what to do can be a real downer. I'm Nick Del Santo, and it's time to let kids be kids and enjoy their sport. Google Play by the Rules to find out more.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Tired of paying exorbitant fees to breed your mares? Contact Coringall to discuss all-inclusive breeding packages for dry, maiden and infoal mares to their proven sires, Magic Albert, Dewforce and Zariz, as well as exciting young sire, the Brothers War. Packages include service fee, adjustment, vet and GST, and start from $7,000. Contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875 to discuss the best match for your mare.
The man who can see the crowd now rise to acclaim him, because Sebastian Vettel starts off 2017 by winning the Australian Grand Prix. Ferrari on top, down under.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the nice hospital past the races. What does Dave look like? Green from Newey. No, you're 100%. He did come up and say good day to you, didn't he?
His wife,
at the races.
Yeah. Very nice of him to do so, and nice of him to ring in.
It'd be nice if this bloke could walk up to you and say good day, Scotty Foster.
He's a busy man, Scotty.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. He's got a family now, too.
A lot of cars to sell.
That's true. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, boys. I probably could have been there if it was a Wednesday. I called in to see a trainer there, so. Bray, if you were there, I'm sorry I didn't come and say hello.
Trainer, you got a horse or two, have you, Scotty?
Yeah, mate, I was going to have a chat to you about that. You tipped it last Sunday and it did nothing, so I won't tell you the name.
Okay. But, well, tell me off air and I'll jump off for you.
It might help. My father-in-law puts enough extra weight on it, mate. So
okay,
no need for you to help him.
Hey, okay. Ray Thomas can shorten them up in the market, don't worry.
Yeah, it started favourite. Thanks for that.
That's his impact. Yeah. Hey, all right, what car you got to sell to, Scotty? We've got to fly through this.
Yep, it's an absolute gem on special today. It's a very reliable and extremely economical Toyota Echo four-door sedan. It's automatic with air conditioning, power steering, SRS airbag and central locking. So it's another perfect first car for anyone learning to drive or anyone needing another car to run around in. Powered by a 1.3-litre four-cylinder engine and a four-speed automatic transmission. You just cannot go wrong with one of these little beauties. We're advertising a cheap today at just $2,990, so make sure you mention Sky Sports Radio when you call or go in, as this will sell this weekend. So go to the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au, because this is cheap. It's a great little car, so you don't want to miss out on this. It's a real bargain.
That will not last, Scotty. Hey, Scotty, if anyone needs any help with finance, they can only need to ask you.
Yep, we can certainly help anyone with finance. We've got the easy finance packages available at the moment. We're also helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. They've had credit issues in the past. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're new to Australia or on a student visa, we can help. So if they're on sickness benefits or they're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, we can help them. So go to our website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au. or give us a call on 96375024 and let us do everything for you and get you driving today.
Footy at Ringrose today, but an early kickoff.
Yeah, we've only got the one game there. It's against the Auckland Warriors at Ringrose. The kickoff's at 1 p.m. and that's hopefully to allow a bruised, battered and hopefully defeated Warriors team an early flight back home to Auckland. So get down to Ringrose Park today at 1 and see a great game of footy.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, mate, we've got a flight. We appreciate that, Scotty. We'll speak again next week.
All right, boys. We'll see you later.
And make sure you speak to Ray during the week about what that horse is.